As we delve into the visual analysis of Henry Jock Walker's artwork, Pier and Ocean, After Mondrian and Rip Curl Thermalite, let's begin by closely examining the visual components of the piece. At first glance, the artwork presents a tightly framed composition filled with geometric shapes in a precision-driven arrangement. This piece consists predominantly of colorful blocks, primarily deep blue, neutral beige, and bold accents of red and yellow. Each of these components carries weight, contributing to the overall narrative and evoking specific feelings. Now, let's identify some key elements of art that stand out. One notable element is color. Walker employs a carefully curated palette that prompts the viewer's emotional response. The deep blue, for example, can evoke feelings of tranquility and vastness, reminiscent of the ocean itself. In contrast, the vibrant yellow and red draw your attention, injecting energy and warmth into the piece. This interplay between calm and vibrancy is significant, as it captures the essence of a seaside experience, where serenity meets excitement. Have you ever felt that mix of tranquility and exhilaration when standing on a pier overlooking the ocean? Can you appreciate how Walker's choice of colors might mirror that sensation? Next, let's explore the aspect of shape. The artwork prominently features geometric shapes, rectangles and squares, that are meticulously arranged. The use of shapes is not merely aesthetic, it facilitates a structural harmony within the composition. The large blue block occupies the lower section, providing a stable base, while the smaller shapes in the upper portion create a sense of movement and ascent. This arrangement could be interpreted as a metaphor for the horizon line, signaling the connection between land and sea. In a world where so much is fluid and dynamic, how do you feel about the stability these shapes provide? Moving on to texture, Walker's choice of neoprene adds another layer of interest to the piece. Often associated with wetsuits and aquatic activities, the material has a unique surface quality that contrasts with traditional canvas or paint. The smoothness of the neoprene not only enhances the visual appeal, but also invites tactile curiosity. You might wonder how this material choice influences your experience of the artwork. Does it make you think differently about the relationship between art and the mediums we typically associate with it? Now that we have explored these elements, let's shift our focus to the principles of design. Balance is an essential aspect that Walker achieves through asymmetrical arrangement. While the composition is not uniform from side to side, it creates a visual equilibrium that is both dynamic and pleasing to the eye. The size and positioning of the colored blocks allow them to complement one another rather than compete for attention. This balance enables the viewer's eye to glide effortlessly across the piece, much like the gentle waves of an ocean. How does this balance make you feel while viewing the artwork? In harmony with balance, the principle of emphasis plays a critical role in guiding the viewer's attention. The bold red and yellow shapes are strategically placed to create focal points that draw you in. While the deep blue block serves as a grounding force, the brighter shapes help to shift your gaze and generate interest. By using color strategically, Walker emphasizes these areas while allowing the background elements to recede. This invites further exploration, encouraging you to examine the subtleties of the artwork. What do you think these points of emphasis convey about the artist's message? Next, let's consider the movement created through the arrangement of elements. The way shapes are aligned leads your eye in a natural flow around the composition. You might notice that the placement of the smaller blocks draws you upward, suggesting a journey or exploration. This sense of movement imbues the piece with a kinetic quality, reminiscent of waves gently lapping against a shore. As your eyes traverse the various shapes, do you feel as though you're engaging in a dialogue with the artwork? In discussing these visual components and design principles, we start to see how they interact to convey deeper meaning. The combination of color, shape, texture, balance, emphasis, and movement creates a piece that resonates on multiple levels. Walker cleverly integrates his materials, the neoprene, not merely for novelty but to enhance the thematic connection to the ocean, inviting a conversation about human interaction with nature. In conclusion, the overall impact of pier and ocean becomes clearer through this detailed visual analysis. It's a work that invites you to reflect on personal experiences as well as broader themes of environment and technology. Walker's compositions extend beyond their visually arresting aesthetics. they spark dialogue and contemplation about our place within the natural world. As you take in the artwork, consider how Walker's choices invite you to ponder questions of balance, interaction, and meaning. What does this artwork ultimately reveal to you about your relationship with the ocean, the environment, and the art of innovation?